The next patient is Luis Rios. The last name is R-I-O-S. Clinical case of a 73-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. He has a history of a living-related kidney transplant that was placed in 1998. Period. The patient had laboratory workup that was done in January the 12th, 2023, which is consistent with a serum creatinine of 2.9, a BUN of 57, estimated GFR 22. The CO2 was 21, the sodium 141, the potassium is 5, period. In the urinalysis, the protein is 2+. The estimated GFR is 22. mL per minute. The patient has a BK virus that is negative. The cyclosporin level is 12. And the reason for the low cyclosporin level is because he was in Puerto Rico traveling. And he did not take the cyclosporin for about a week, period. The protein creatinine ratio is 3,215. Which is very significant and carries a bad prognosis. The albumin creatinine ratio is 1765, which is also elevated. Period. The patient is not a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, because of the decreased GFR, period. For the same reason, the patient is not a candidate for the administration of ARB. ARB. Number two, arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading is 147 over 85, which is a little bit higher than what it has been before. The patient is encouraged to continue taking the medications as prescribed. Monitor the blood pressure and record them. If continues to be elevated, he is advised to call us in order to make alterations in the prescription. Following number, the patient has a pain in the right ankle. To a physical examination, there is a swelling. The patient cannot bear any weight. There is no history of trauma. The most likely possibility in somebody that has hyperuricemia is the possibility of God, and for that reason we are going to prescribe a colchicine 0.6 milligrams POBID for 5 days, and then daily for 10 days. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The latest determination of the cholesterol was 167. The HDL is 41 and the LDL is 97. Triglycerides are slightly elevated at 168. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the administration of S2 blockers. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation and a left ventricular thrombus that is being treated with the administration of Coumadin, and is followed by cardiology. Following number, BPH that is treated with Proscar and as well as the administration of Tamsulosin. Because of the presence of fatigue, the patient was requested. Determination of testosterone. Which is with a normal range, 362. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, the vitamin D level after the supplementation is 46.1. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we encourage the patient to continue taking the cyclosporin as ordered. Cyclosporin levels ordered. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face we spend 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.